Also, listen, right now, if you're a company, okay, get neurodivergent people, like sponsor neurodivergent people, because there are like specific products that are ours for life and we will not deviate. So if you are the eco-friendly crayon dry erase pen that works for me, you are my brand for life. I don't understand why companies don't like process that. Like, sure, you could get a neurotypical to lie and say, this is my brand. Or you could get an autistic person who can honestly say, I have used this exact toothpaste since I was 3 years old and I will use it until I'm 90.
Yep.
So, just saying, consider your neurodivergence as sponsors, Becca.
Indeed.
Or to sponsor. Anyway.
Definitely. Just,
I think about that a lot.
I do too, actually. Not a lot, but like I have thought about it, I suppose, because it is. It's like, no, this is thing that we have, this is the thing that we do.
Yep.
And we're not gonna lie,
it's honest to God our favorite product, that will come across.
Yeah, like this is the thing that I use. That's something we could talk about at some point, just our favorite products, things that we use all the time and have used all the time for however long. Because there are probably quite a lot. That's the other thing, if product companies really truly want to know, like, so for lotions and face powders and makeup and body care companies, if you want true 100% honest and probably very well thought out reviews, go to a neurotypical person, especially one that has sensory issues, because you are going to get
neurodivergent.
There you go. Did I say neurotypical?
Yeah.
I don't know why I say that. Yeah. So go find
they're
a
so close.
Go find a neurodivergent person and get them to review your product. Because I can assure you, everything they like about it will be very in the front, but everything that they don't like about it will also be very much like, hey, this could be a problem, because it's sensory, it's texture. It's like, I know for a fact that this body butter would be great for dry ankle. Hot ear. I've got hot ear. Have you seen the IT Crowd?
No.
Oh my gosh, you would love the IT Crowd, maybe. That's something that we should watch sometime.
I feel like I've seen a gif of what you just said, though. Like, I recognize it, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Actual thing.
But yeah, I feel like it would be good for like dry ankle or knee or something or elbow. But it is not good for hand, because hand is where all of the feels are, and it's like,
Yeah. Right now I'm working with a lotion. It's some kind of Dove something, the one shaped like a teardrop.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't buy it, so it's not what I usually get. It's a whole thing. I usually use Old Spice, and then Old Spice gave me a chemical burn.
What?
I was a part of that. Apparently there's like 13 products, and I mean a severe chemical burn. Like my skin, layers of skin on my chest were like falling off. I had pictures of it. I kept
serious?
The bottle because I feel like I don't know, like I might need it, test it. I have no clue what to do with this information. So I just didn't have lotion for a while because that's what I used.
Well, we hope to see you here tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope that you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.